Welcome to the Sport Feels Life podcast. I'm Megan.
And I'm Scott. And today we're here to give you a special Earth, Wind, and Fire September 21st podcast brought to you with the great tunes of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Please do enjoy. Take a listen to this song. You won't regret it.
It's a great song.
One of our favorites. So we're talking about every athlete's career is going to experience an injury at some point or something that's going to be a big challenge to overcome. Today, it's about adversity. I myself have had a couple of surgeries and procedures from injuries, unexpected ones, overuse over time. You never know when something is going to happen. How many or have you experienced injuries?
Well, too many to count. But yes, I have definitely experienced some injuries through my athletic career, plenty to count and plenty, just a variety of them. So it is something that is inevitable in any athlete's career. And we're going to give you some tools and insights today on how to handle those situations.
So we'll set a couple stories here and stages. So you start off high school. Tryouts for sports have happened. You're in the first couple of weeks of practice and games. You've competed a little bit. And say you're playing football and you break your collarbone. You know, you don't have an option to say, oh, I wish it didn't happen or I could have gone back. You know, it's football. You get a big hit. What are you going to do now? Likely the season is done with for you. Your football team is going to be continuing to compete. And you're going to cheer them on and you're going to focus on your own recovery. Say you're on a soccer team and you twist your ankle and you're out for a couple of weeks. There's a variety of injuries. You can continue to think about anything that can happen. Even family issues may happen. But what do you do in this time when your team depends on you or you're going to be mentally struggling with your own ability to get back on the field, back on the track, back in the pool, whatever sports you're playing? And how will you keep your mentality in the position for your success and not drag your teammates down with the challenges?
Right. And it's especially difficult in those early phases because it's almost that shock factor where you're trying to figure out what is wrong and maybe you haven't quite figured out, like you're feeling something and you're not sure how bad it is. It might be minor and that's always what we hope for, but there is that fear that creeps in when it gets a little bit more serious. And that can derail your focus and kind of change your attitude and make you just worry a little bit more. So some things that you can really do to make the best out of the outcome, whatever it may be, is to focus on what you can control. And that's your attitude, your effort, and your focus. So keeping a positive attitude as best as you can and knowing that whether you're playing or not, you still add so much value to the team, just being there, a positive spirit, cheering them on.
Yeah, in a sense, we switch from being just an athlete on the team to almost like a family member that doesn't get to play. But everybody knows when you're playing and you look into the stands and you see your family members or friends come to watch you and support you, that really lifts you up and brings you excitement and joy to compete at a high level. So when your teammate ends up getting injured, but they're still mentally and physically present, they're excited, they want to see the team success, that helps the team. And there's plenty of stories of teams surrounding themselves around a goal to help with another player, whether it's a loss or just an injury or a family member going through a hard time. And that adversity really sets the stage and proves that the mentality that teams and athletes have can improve performance and can take everybody to another level. But it transcends sports, right? That ultimately, the excitement and the energy and emotional support around helping somebody and lifting somebody up can transcend sports. And that's the exciting part about why we're trying to help younger athletes and any athletes going through a hard time with injuries and adversity to not so much focus on being sorry for themselves and wallowing in their own despair and, oh, I can't walk this way anymore. Or, oh, I'm going to miss my season. I'm not going to get my touchdowns. I'm not going to get my points average up for the season because there's time and time again, stories of everyone getting injured. It's not a matter of if you get injured, it's more a matter of when and how you deal with it ultimately brings or determines your success rate back onto the playing field. So What is the longest timeline you've had on an injury yourself, Megan?
Well, it has been several months. I'm trying to remember. I had two ankle surgeries about 6 months apart, and that was 2021.
So kind of back to back, huh?
Yeah, so one was really hurting, and I was actually competing through it. I didn't know how bad it was, but it turns out it was broken. And that just sounds wild, running and jumping on a broken ankle. But it is kind of amazing what we push our bodies through sometimes. And you know something's wrong, but you don't know how bad it is. So I don't remember. I mean, it was a couple months of sitting out, getting surgeries, but I did come back pretty strong. And it took a while to get back up to that level, but it was really exciting to overcome that and then have a lifetime best after facing something like that. But I think that's a more serious example. So you initially get over that doom and gloom of like, wow, I'm really going to be out for a while. And so that is an example of, yeah, it's almost a season-ending injury type thing. But you learn in those times that you can still work towards that goal. Like there was still so much that I could do. And I think just keeping your mind in it is really important so that you don't lose that fire. So yeah, I could, for example, had an ankle issue, so I could do a bunch of high bar stuff and upper body things and slowly get more mobility going. But yeah, I think focus on what you can do in those times. But say, for example, you're not injured to be completely out for the season. How do you deal with something that's just kind of a nagging pain that's like maybe getting in your head and you're thinking about it and it might be holding you back from playing your best and it may or may not be worse than you think it is?
Yeah, so when I was in college competing, I had a lot of ankle rolls. I would roll my ankle on a regular basis and always have it taped up. And but I could never really trust myself on hard running workouts or competing because I was missing just a little bit of stability in that ankle. And it would come and go. It'd only be about a couple weeks here and there. But focusing on how bad my ankle was, or worrying about whether or not my ankle was going to roll again, never helped. It never helped at all. Instead, I learned the hard way over many different injuries, but focusing on what I could do, as you mentioned so well, controlling what you can control and looking for when you have an opportunity to be successful, to take that opportunity to be successful. It almost an injury almost improves the senses and heightens the senses of that scarcity of your opportunities. You have less and less opportunities to be successful, so then you can start to focus on a positive way about how to do very well when you're back on the court, or back on the field. Some people put pressure on themselves saying, I'm not going to be ready. I'm not going to be ready. I'm going to miss out on all this stuff. And that there is a little bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy there. And you have to trust your baseline of training and abilities and skills on everything that you've done in order to say, okay, when I am back, I'll do everything I can do to get myself prepared. And then you got to give yourself a little grace. You got to say, I'm going to do as best I can, knowing I have this injury. In team sports, you are able to rely on your team to be more successful, and as a not necessarily a crutch, but they're going to be successful with or without you as much as they can. So, can you add to your team's success when you're back on the field or the court or the or in the pool? Whatever you can do to bring a positive element, that's the way to go. Now, the day-to-day stuff, that's the true meat grinder, I guess, of an injury. You wake up. So I recently just got injured. Many injuries in my career, so I think I'm mentally prepared for this one. But 2 days ago, we were doing some home maintenance, and I ended up cutting my knee in a bad way, and now I have six stitches in my right knee. And it could be 3 weeks, it could be 8 weeks, it could be, almost 3 months before I'll fully be back. This will be the third Olympic trials I'm trying to compete for. And you never know what something like this could impact in a long term. But right now, the first day after injury, you're like, oh, dang it, I got hurt. Woe is me. I hope this is okay, but I'm still excited. You kind of show everybody around, this is my injury. This is what happened. The story gets going. It's new. You get this attention the next day. It's like, all right, still get a little attention, still sharing the stories. I don't feel as great about it because now the pain's setting in, the swelling's here,
And the reality setting in.
and the reality setting in. It's not just a quick, ooh, I got hurt, but I'll come back. The brain is going, wow, this is actually here. This is what's happening. This is the new way of life for the short term. And so what really happens is like a week or two later, you're starting to do rehab, but then you realize like my life is completely different than what I expected it to be. How do you handle what you can control and your mentality moving back, knowing that it's just not going to be the same, and realizing that it's okay that it's not going to be the same. That's the biggest step. And so I'm looking forward to talking about this adversity as I experience it myself, knowing that my training had been going great up into this point, and now I have a little bit of a setback, but my timeline is still open to give me a little bit of leniency, but we'll see how long I'll be out for and how I handle this mental challenge.
Yeah, you are in it, and you've been staying so calm, and that's even something that I want to bring up is I think I said something about why you're just having such a good attitude about it. And this was day two, but then you said something really important and said, well, it really matters how my attitude is 2 weeks from now. And that's kind of what he's talking about. Just how are you going to handle that day in and day out with this battle? And it may be good, it may be bad, but it really is how you handle it mentally because you can get through a lot of difficult things better than you would imagine. And the thing is, a lot of players and athletes out there are not always playing at 100% most of the time. You hear it, in their interviews. It's a lot of times that an athlete is dealing with something, and it could even just be as small as, wow, I really didn't sleep well last night, but here we go. I got to go out and compete and perform. But I think another thing that you did tell me a couple years back, maybe I had rolled my ankle or something and I was worried about it, but it was super minor. And it was just the question of, well, even if you've got this little ding or something, could you still perform at, 99 or 95%? So, like, if you can bring your level of experience and your mentality, and you can really bring what you do have going for you as strong as you can actually surprise yourself with how your performance might be. And that's just raising your level of everything else that may not be bothering you.
Yeah, understanding the scope of your challenge, right? So if something is a small injury and you're not going to be 100%, but you don't need to be 100% to do things well, then you should be okay. Keeping everything in perspective and focusing on what the true challenge is in front of you, and giving it no more than it's due, right? Don't think, oh, I have to eat a whole pizza, but the pizza is only a 6-inch pizza, so it's not that big. Don't think the whole pizza is a 20-inch pizza. That's a huge challenge, but right, keep everything in perspective and keep it accomplishable. If you're a soccer player and all you got to do is be a defender where you're in the way and making great tackles, you don't have to have that great foot kick or whatever it may be. Then you're going to be okay as long as you can keep your challenge in perspective. And that mental side really prepares the best athletes to come back and return from injury in a successful way. Not only a successful way, but a highly successful way. The best athletes in the world, time and time again, we see repeatedly go through adversity and come out the other side like nothing had happened. But we know from experience that in the background, they are going through the same mental challenges as every single one of you today. We're going through the same decisions, the same woe is me, the same I wish I could, I wish I never got hurt. But if you focus on that, you're only going to set yourself back on your recovery time and your potential success moving forward. So always think about, how can I make today a great day? I can't change the past. I can focus on what I can do today, and I can focus on how I'm going to think about what's happened to me and how I'm going to prepare for the next couple days.
Well, that's a great segue because I was actually going to ask. So, how would you handle, because earlier we did mention the best way to overcome adversity and handle these situations is to focus on what you can control, and that's your attitude, your effort, and your focus. So, With that being said, are there any other daily routines or anything that someone can do to be sure that they're keeping their attitude positive in the right place, that they're focused on the right things, and then in practicing and doing what they can do, that their 100% effort is still there?
One thing I think was is very helpful would be a calendar, right? There's so much information out there. Understanding your timeline of injury, don't just hope you're going to get better by a certain time. Understand the true timeline. Okay, I should expect to be able to do this in 2 weeks. I should expect to be able to do this in 4 weeks. And then every day, write down, all right, I'm 1 day closer to my goal. I'm one step closer to being successful, back on the field, back on the court. I'm getting 1 day better of rehab. And so for me, my quad is currently turned off. So I got to have 1 day of bending my knee and flexing my quad a little bit more and walking without pain and doing things a little bit at a time. And but I think a calendar with realistic expectations and knowing that it's amazing how slow time feels when you're experiencing pain or trauma. You know, you're doing in the middle of a really hard workout, oh, it feels like forever, but it was only at most 20 to 40 minutes. And then when you're injured, every day goes by so slowly. You're like, oh, I'm never going to compete. I'm never going to practice again. So having a calendar down with realistic expectations and then marking off every day, writing a little journal entry every day that says, okay, I'm going to get a little bit better today. I'm going to be positive about this. I'm going to focus on that and know that you may not do it. It may not be great, but it should help you stay on track and realize, all right, 10 more days, then I'll be able to do this. Track my rehab. If I'm not doing this in 10 days, am I doing everything I can do? You know, whatever that timeline is for your particular injury, stay focused on that timeline and understand the purpose of that timeline is more than just, oh, gotta let your body heal. It's also a great way to track your mental acuity and your mental ability to get to that timeline. And it's another accomplishment in itself that helps people, in my experience, understand that they can do something, that they're not helpless in their own injury.
Love that, because you're also chasing those smaller victories, and that kind of helps keep the spirits high. You know, as small as it may seem, you can celebrate, well, I got to do a push-up today if you had had a shoulder issue or something. So that way you can actually track your progress. And I love that over a timeline. So in Sport Fuels Life, something we have done in the past actually is make a 30-day challenge notebook. So if you're interested in getting one of those, please reach out to us and we'll send you the link and see if we can send you one, because it is such a helpful tool to track your progress over time and then just stay positive. We've both been through so many injuries, and I used to freak out, but I have realized that it really is a time game. The body always heals. You just have to believe that. You will get better, and then you just have to focus on what you can control and making those little baby steps one day at a time. So I think that's a wrap for today. And thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Have a great one.